Yo, what up? It's Christopher Baum of the Baum Diggity Podcast. And today, what's going on is a couple of my friends and I will be having a discussion over how societal and cultural voids ignite a desire for change and what it means to be awake. Now, let's get into it.
Okay, so my name is Parker Ayers, a.k.a. Park Swiggity.
My name is Remy DeChef.
It's Mike, a.k.a. Mikey Mouse.
It's Christopher Baum, a.k.a. Baum Diggity. All right, so what we're talking about today in our Socratic seminar is how do societal or cultural voids ignite a desire for change and what does it mean to be woke?
So today, the topics we're going to be talking about are what the changes the people want, the economy and how it's affected, the economy 100 years after the fact, and examples of cultural and social voids.
Okay, so let's get started. The first thing we want to talk about is what is a cultural or societal void?
I believe a void is like something that's missing in your life. You don't exactly know what it is, but you just feel like something inside's missing.
There can also be things with the void in like economy. Maybe you're a little bit poor and you can't afford some things, like the natural things we need to live.
And missing those natural things and not having money could cause changes in like the way you live, and that's what could cause like a big argument or revolution.
Yeah, and that void, whatever it may be, you can't really ignore it. It's something there, and you just either you do something about it or you kind of just leave it.
Yeah.
So.
But then there's also like how it affects like the future generations and stuff, like the voids. Like, what if you create a void so big that it creates like a ripple, like everyone like kind of like fights back against it, but then it affects the future generations either worse or better.
Like, kind of like doing one thing a long time ago affected the future. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of like how the American Revolution affects us better today than we were back then.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, or you could say, you know, that void, whatever it is, you know, it. You don't want your future consisting of this void, so you want to do something about it, which will be the revolution, I'd say.
Viva la revolution.
So,
what changes?
So what causes the...
What causes a revolution?
People wanting a change.
What causes the desire for change? That void does, huh? Right?
That then void, what, bro.
Then what creates that void?
The loss of something that their like natural human right is to have.
Also, like the right to vote. I lost the right to vote. Yeah, the home and stuff like that.
Food, money,
water,
big bands.
What if they don't even know there is a void?
Yeah.
Then they need to stop living under a rock and get their life together.
Well, what could?
But then what if like? Kind of like...
It's not just magically stop living under a rock.
But what if it's like the secret police and stuff like that? What if you can't try to make a difference about it because you can't really trust anyone in your family at all? Like, you know how like it was in like communism? Stalin didn't let his people like know what was going on in the outside world and stuff.
Exactly. So
boxed them in like North Korea.
Mm-hmm. So you think everything's okay?
Yeah, you think everything's like perfect in the world, but in reality, it's not, and you're getting treated unfairly.
Poorly.
So maybe like a story or something.
And that's when being awake comes into play, boys.
But how do you get awake? Like a story or something of like, other revolutions?
Someone's going to tell you something, and then you're finally going to realize, look, something's going on.
First, let's define awake. What is being woke?
Finally realizing something.
Being aware.
That too.
Being like... aware of what's going on around the world, like that, or what?
Just realizing just stuff in general.
I mean, I think I'm pretty woke. I stay in tune with the events that are going on in today's government and society, you know?
Yeah.
But like, how would you be woke back then, bro?
Back then?
Because like, they didn't have access.
Someone really grabbed a bird and stuck it in its leg and let it fly. And you
stuck
had
what in its leg?
A little piece of paper.
They didn't have like internet. They can't communicate with people as easy as we can do. It took like
months for news to travel, so...
Well, I'm sure if one
especially
person...
Especially if you had a bird, man.
Jeez. We could start an uprising in, like, 30 minutes. I mean, it's, like, 30 months or years.
I don't know. Like, kind of like in the book Animal Farm, like, there's this one, like, pig in there. Like, he's been trying to, like, start a revolution forever, but he finally, like, you know, kind of, like, grew a pair to do it.
I mean, well, I didn't read Animal Farm.
Yeah. So yeah, Animal Farm.
Mikey, did you?
Yeah. And then, like, the animals, like, took over. Like, they came up with some, like, master's plan and then, like, took over. Rose, like, this flag and then put some gun at the bottom of the flag. They just went full send with this.
Yeah, in Animal Farm, that entire story is based off the Russian Revolution.
Mm-hmm. Okay, like, now, how do people, like, start a revolution or, like, propel a revolution?
They finally get awoke and then they want those changes.
I feel like one person realizes what's wrong and it plays a major role. Because that person says something or does something that inspires other people to follow him or her or whatever. Whoever
it is. Just like one sentence could change the entire outlook of your future.
Because that one person is going to believe in it, and then that one person is going to tell the next person, and that next person can. It's just an ongoing thing.
And once a lot of people believe in it, that creates something powerful.
Yeah. It changes.
A revolution.
The change.
Viva la revolution.
Shut up, Chris. Viva la revolution.
So, I guess, yeah.
All right. Once again, thank you for listening to our podcast today. I'd also like to thank my friends Park Swiggity, Rumi Day Chef, and Mikey Mouse. Catch you later.